Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control, my sugar was out of control, waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Live. Live. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. Pastor Steve, and here we are again with Wake Up Call. A lot of doom and gloom going around. We at EFR and other places have been hitting on the enemy pretty hard, bringing attention to what they're doing and this and that. And yep. I know my listening audience is pretty well aware. I thought I would take a little different slant on today's sermon. Today's sermon's titled, A Little Boost. Okay? Yeah, we know we've got all these problems, and we've got the president promising to do this, and they're going to build the wall or else, or they're going to shut down. Tomorrow's the big day, the 15th. They don't know whether they're going to shut down or he's going to announce this. And we have all this hoopla. Oh, they're going to have all these trials at Gitmo, and they're all arrested, and George Soros is arrested, and all this other stuff. And we don't know whether that's true. That's all stuff that's on the internet. And there's a lot of crap on the internet, okay? Straight up, you don't go by what you hear on the internet. Some of it's true, interspersed with some real good, real juicy lies to fool you. That's what it's all about, is fooling you. And after all of this, you just get weary and you get tired of it. And you get a little down. and on your waiting and all these promises from all these people. Well, who has always kept his promises to us? Who? That's Yahweh. Of course. He's never lied to us. He's been very plain. He will told us what he will do for us if we are obedient, and what he will do to us if we are not. And with all this doom and gloom and trouble and stuff, I think this sermon needs to be a little spiritual lift, okay, a little boost. And if you're looking for some inspirational stuff, Psalms is the place to go, because we overlook Psalms so much. Well, some people will quote them, you know, every once in a while, but to really get into the Psalms and read a lot of these things, some of these things just will jack you up. It'll raise your spirits. And all these times of trouble, what do we forget to do more than anything else? What do we as a people of Israel forget to do? We get so concentrated on our problems in this world, which is ruled right now by the adversary, that we're not giving Yahweh the praise every day that he deserves. I mean, really, they used to go around, they would pray so many times a day. What's happened to that? They would have the feast and the festivals. And on the Sabbath day, they'd have dances and songs and instruments, and everybody would be joyous and just raise their voice in praise. What's happened to that? Where have we gone? They go to these Judeo-Christian churches, and all they'll have the choir, and they're singing Judeo-Christian choir songs. And the Judeo-Christian preacher will be up there preaching Judeo-Christian claptrap, not getting to the meat of the matter, not giving you the whole truth. They'll give you little, but a lot of it's overlooked or glossed over, a gloss. Let's get a little boost here. Turn with me to Psalm 148. It's toward the back of the book. I'm gonna read the last three songs: 148, 149, 150. I said songs, and that's what they are. They were sung to music. Psalm. Verse 1. Alleluia. That's two words put together. It's Allel, which is praise, to praise. The U, Allelu, is a directive. It directs it to the object of the praise, which is Yah, which is number 3050. That's the short form of Yahweh. That's the epithet. Okay? Alleluia. All right. Alleluia. Praise Yahweh from the skies. Praise him on high. This is directed at the heavenly host, the divine beings. Okay. Verse 2. Praise him, all his messengers. Those are the theophantic angels, okay, the messengers of Yahweh. Praise him, all his servants. That's the heavenly host, his army, and the servants he's got in the other realm. See, there's more than one realm. And we have limited view being down here. Verse 3. Now, this gets poetic, okay? Poetic. Praise him, sun and moon. Even the sun and moon should praise him. Objects that don't speak. It's poetry, okay? It's a song. It's poetic. It's not literal. Praise him, all you stars of light. Now, stars of light. Stars is used in many instances to indicate these divine beings in the heavens of light, of enlightenment. Okay? Verse 4. Praise him, you sky of skies, and you waters that are above the skies. The cloud layer, etc., etc. Verse 5. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, because he commanded and they were created. Boom. Give glory to the one that is responsible for everything being. Just being. There was nothing, and Yahweh spoke, and it was. By his very will. Okay? How can you not praise that divine being that is all-powerful, that created us, gave us life? And now we've fouled up this planet. Yeah, that's true. We've got it polluted and all this other, but it was beautiful. We messed it up, not him. He gave us a thing of beauty, so we should praise him for that. Verse 6. He has also established them eternally and everlasting. They're not going to change. They're there. They've been there longer than we've been here. He has given a decree that shall not pass away. In other words, when he gives a law and speaks a word, that's it. We're not talking a politician. We're not talking an elected official. We're talking the supreme divine being that is responsible for creation. Verse 7. Praise Yahweh from the land. You sea monsters. That's number 8577. That's the great sea creatures. And all deeps. In other words, the land and the sea and the things in it should praise Yahweh. I know this, a whale can't praise Yahweh. But again, this is a poem. It's poetic. Okay? Verse 8. Fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Everything obeys him. He made the rules governing fire. He made the rules governing the hail. He made the rules governing the snow and clouds and stormy winds. He did all the physics and all the science that we know so little about, that we think we're so great. He invented all of that and made it be what makes things combust. Yahweh designed that. You take two things, put them together, there's fire. Wow. You know, take two rocks and rub them together. That doesn't create fire, but certain things have characteristics that he designed that would create fire. Same way with hail, frozen water droplets up there that fall down, snow, little flakes. You ever look at snowflakes? I mean, really, you know, they have all these patterns that are just fabulous. Crystals of ice that make these beautiful patterns. He designed all of that. Clouds, water vapor up there that's visible because it's so condensed, and stormy winds. The air itself moving at velocity on the face of the planet. Stormy winds, bringing in storms, whatever. You ever think of the mechanics of that? Wow, that's Yahweh's creation. We should give glory for that. Praise Him, okay? Verse 9. Mountains and all hills. Fruit trees and all cedars. Okay, mountains. Two land masses. Tectonic plates are pushed together and they pushed up long ago, like pie crusts, you know, you push it up and it raises up, you get a big thing, and it creates mountains and hills. And some of the mountains are so high that we need oxygen to be up on top of them. So far up in the atmosphere, the air is so thin. Majestic. You look at mountain ranges with the snow and all the trees along them. And wow, just beautiful. Don't you like to hike in the mountains and see documentary films of all the wildlife and all of that? That's all Yahweh's glory that He gave us. Fruit trees. Pick a ripe pear or an orange or an apple. Yeah, you wipe it down and then you bite into it and the juices run and it's just so, so good. And all cedars. You ever walk through a cedar forest and smell that smell? The cedar wood. Oh, boy. Just marvelous. Verse 10. Living creatures. That's 2, 4, 1, 6. It said beasts, but it's not. 9:29 is beasts. Okay, this is 2, 4, 1, 6. Living creatures. Chaya. And all cattle, there you go, 9:29, that's the beasts. Creeping things, little things that creep along the ground. You know, centipedes and ants. And you ever look at an ant colony and see how they work and the intricacies of it? And you don't think that's marvelous? Have an ant farm when you're a kid, and you watch how they build everything. And winged birds. Watch birds that fly. Their bodies are so light, and the bones are designed that are hollow, and yet they're strong, and they can support these things wafting around on the air currents. You don't think that's worthy of praise? That it's marvelous? That these creatures can soar and swoop and just enjoy their life up above the ground. Just they're at home up there. It's natural. And you watch an eagle in flight and he's stops in midair, riding on an air current, and he's virtually stationary, suspended above the ground. The winged birds. Marvelous creation. Verse 11. Kings of the land and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the land, all are subject to Yahweh. Even the non-Israelites, Yahweh is the divine being. There is no Allah or Buddha or Krishna or all these other, you know, Baal or any of this other garbage. They are the ones that are worshiping stuff like they're worshiping fallen angels, which are much, much less than Yahweh. Yahweh's over all the kings of the land, rulers of every nation. He permits them to do certain things, to create certain situations, to test his chosen people. That's the purpose of their existence. They're a testing ground for us. Now, they can be good or they can be bad. We see what's going on today. Some are good. Some are very, very bad. Some are not quite so bad. But they have a purpose, Yahweh's purpose. He will direct them. And he used Nebuchadnezzar to punish Israel when we went into apostasy. He made King Shaul. And Shaul was rebellious and didn't do what Yahweh, so he removed him. How much more is he going to remove all these adversaries that we have today? We're not talking a creature that can die. We're talking about Yahweh, the ruler of the universe. Okay, we're in a testing ground right now. We're in a particular dimension. I know that's science fiction-y and all that stuff, but think about it. We have limitations here. Our bodies are limited in scope. We can only do certain things. We can't do what we did as a divine, eternal Adam at the very beginning. We lost that. But due to Yahweh's plan of redemption for his chosen people through Yeshua Messiah, we're going to regain that if we are faithful. But it requires obedience. Like these kings of the land and all the peoples and princes and all rulers of the land, they have to obey. If they're Adamic, they need to be obedient. He removes kings and puts kings in. Now, they call them presidents and all this other stuff. And it doesn't really matter what the title is. They're the rulers of the land. Verse 12. Both young men and virgins, those are young men and women, old men and youths, they all should praise Yahweh, regardless of age. Verse 13, let them praise the name of Yahweh, because his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above the land and sky. Very descriptive, very apt. Verse 14, and this is the last verse of Psalm 148, he also exalts the horn of his people. That's power, okay? He is increasing the power of the remnant. We are really starting to make headway in this right now verbal battle. It has physical aspects. Our people have been genocided in part, but that's all going to work out. He's taken care of it. And there will be a time when he gives the go order, when the messengers that I spoke from, spoke of, in verse 2, all his messengers praise him. Well, they're going to come here. Remember, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's coming here. We're not going there. We're not going to get raptured out. The kingdom is going to be established on this planet by his power when he has culled the herd and weeded out the bad seeds. And when the grace period has ended, that's coming. You can see it coming like a freight train that's rushing down on us. Chugga, 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 chugga. It's unstoppable. His plans are going to be carried out, regardless of what the adversary, the devil, wants. He's got a huge ego, and it's not justified. He is going to be ended, and all those that serve the devil and go along with his program to get stuff here, the stuff worshipers, the ones that don't worship Yahweh, they worship material possessions, they're going to suffer the fate of the evil one, and their stuff is going to be burned up because it's not going to last. Continuing on in verse 14, he also exalts the horn of his people, the praise of all his pious ones. That's number 2623. Okay, his pious ones, those that follow and worship. Okay. Of the children of Israel, doesn't say children of everybody, says the children of Israel, a people near to him, that's in his heart, near to him. And the last word again is Alleluia. Praise be to Yah. Now that should inspire you. It does me. It gives me hope. It reminds me of the majesty of our Elohim. It reminds me that I need to praise Yahweh every day. Because I am alive, I had a heart attack. How many people don't make it? Another wake-up call for me. Start taking care of your temple. I'm not going to bring you home because I have a job for you to do, Steve. There's work to be done, and you're the one. And he called me a sinner. And he has continued to bless me over the years. My body is healed up. Man, I feel good lately. Just great. Because I endeavor to be obedient to my heavenly Father. And I am reminded every day when I wake up, I have another day. Alleluia. Praise be to Yah. Another day to do his will, another day to think on him and all the blessings he gives me. And you. This applies to you, dear listener. Go into the next psalm, Psalm 149. Verse 1. Again, Alleluia, praise be to Yah. Sing to Yahweh a new song. They used to sing and dance and praise. We'll get to that in Psalm 150. Okay. Sing to Yahweh a new song and his praise in the congregation of the pious on the Shabbat day, when everybody would gather together and we are scattered all over, hither and yon, and it is very hard for the remnant that are true believers to gather together in an assembly. So we do the very best we can to keep the feast days. We've got Passover and Unleavened Bread coming up. We did Tabernacles this past fall. Absolutely marvelous. Had a great time, had baptisms, great fellowship. Passover and Unleavened Bread is going to be a dandy. We've got plans already in the works for that. And an assembling of the congregation of the pious, as it says in verse 1 here. And we'll do praise down there and have the Passover meal in remembrance of Yeshua Messiah, who was our Passover lamb. What joy! Joyful! Yeah, I know we've got problems in the world. We've got bad politicians. We've got wars. We've got crazy people. We've got just meanness. But we always have the praise of Yahweh because Yahweh is with his remnant people. We need to concentrate on that, and that is our uplifting and our hope. And that's what I'm trying to convey to you in this message today. It's not all doom and gloom. Yeah, there is doom and gloom because this is a testing ground and there are going to be problems in this plane of existence. There we go with the science fiction stuff. The plane of existence, which is what this is. Now, you know in your heart of hearts, really, when you think about it, there's got to be more to the universe than what we are experiencing here. And there are things that are unexplained in this world because things are going on that we can't see. We can't see all the dimensions. We can't see what's going on that's not in our visual spectrum. Okay? Doesn't mean they're not going on. There's a lot going on that we don't see, that's hidden. Okay? Because it would drive us nuts. Some of us are nuts anyway. It's like the government's on the bad side. They're hiding things and you don't see what's going on, because they're trying to conceal stuff. Well, Yahweh isn't revealing everything to us right now because we're not physically capable of handling it. These temples that we're in, our bodies, have limits. Okay? We're no longer in the divine state. And there are some things we just can't handle. Verse 2 of Psalm 149. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. We should rejoice every day in Yahweh. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. Yahweh is king. Yahweh is the King. Verse 3, here we go. This is what I told you about. This is how they used to do things in Israel when we were all together as a people. Let them praise his name in the dance. Used to have dances, and the women's would be smacking tambourine. Oh, smack them tambourines, you women's. Yes. Pop, 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 pop. And they dance around in circles and sing at the same time. And oh, what a party at the feast days. Let them sing praises to him with the tambourine and harp. What I tell you, they'd smack those tambourines, all the women. And the men would be playing. The men were musicians. King David was a famous musician. Wrote all these things, and they were to music. We've lost the music to these. They were sung in the Hebrew tongue to tunes. We've lost a lot of that. How much have we lost, folks? How much of our history and stuff, it's just, we just don't know it anymore. We lost our identity. Well, we're regaining that identity. CI is all about that. Okay? Verse 4. Of Psalm 149, for Yahweh takes pleasure in his people. He loves us. Now, how can you not be up about that? He loves Israel so much that he came down here in the form of a man to bail us out from our sins. I mean, you're not going to get any better than that. For Yahweh takes pleasure in his people. He will glorify the humble with salvation. The humble, those that are obedient, that praise his name, that bow to him. Not the arrogant and the puffed up and the proud and the earthly powerful. The humble, the congregation, the regular people that love him. Verse 5 of Psalm 149. Let the pious ones exult in glory. Glory to Yahweh. Let them sing joyfully on their beds. Praise him when you go to bed at night. Sing a song to him as you're laying down before you go to sleep. There you go. Now here's verses 6 and 7. Pay attention to this. We've been talking about what's going on in the world today. We're talking about all the evil. We were doing that, and we got this little boost here about praise. Now we're talking about the pious ones in verse 5. Verse 6, let the high praises of El, that's God, be in their throat. In other words, they're singing praises to Yahweh. And a double-edged sword in their hand. Verse 7. To execute vengeance on the nations. Those are the non-Israel nations. the pagan nations, and punishments on the people, those people, non-Israelites, that are the enemies of Israel. You understand? Verse 8, to bind their kings with chains and their honored ones with fetters of iron. That's all these puffed up politicians in these other countries that are attacking the Israel nations and oppressing us. And you've got all these racial aliens that have come into the Israel nations and now have positions of power. This describes them. Verse 9. To execute on them the judgment written. In other words, use the Torah, the laws of Yahweh, for justice. It tells you how to deal with all these people. This glory have all his pious ones. Alleluia. This glory. It's going to be our duty to judge these nations and to punish them. So if you are down and you are a little in despair over what's going on in the world, this is what's coming. These evil people that are oppressing us right now, and that we have been oppressed before as punishment, well, we are in apostasy pretty much. The remnant is having to suffer along with the other Israelites that have not come back to Yahweh yet. The whole bunch of us are getting hammered a little bit because the end times are here. And it's going to be time for judgment. And judgment ain't gonna be pretty. Okay? Book of Revelations tells you all about judgment. It's a little cryptic sometimes. Doesn't give blow-by-blow descriptions. Doesn't some ways. But you can see the trend in the world. Okay. And it's very depressing, and it's ugly, and it's this, and it's that. Yep, we know that. We're very much aware of the downside of things. And we speak of them here. But you also have to have this ray of hope, and that's what I'm trying to bring today. A little boost. That's the name of this sermon. A little boost. Just with these three psalms is covering it. And then you have the book of Obadiah. It tells what happens to the Edomites. And those are the ones that are oppressing us and genociding us and doing all these evil things. They're going to get theirs. Okay, never fear, but it's going to be in Yahweh's timetable, not ours. We get impatient. Oh, we want it to end now. We just want to go out and open up a can of whoobaz. That's our nature. We're warrior people. We're not. A lot of us have had it bred out, or they're psychologically whipped or something. But there's enough of us out here that. And the ones that are waking up, man, you get the people of the wrath of the awakened Saxon. Rudyard Kipling wrote that, and if you read that, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's, there's no more fearsome warriors on this planet than the Anglo-Saxon Israelite warriors. And we have fallen away from Yahweh. Yahweh has withdrawn some blessings from some people and from this nation. This nation started out as a godly nation and it's gone into apostasy, and we're suffering for it. That's just, you know, look, that's what's going on. There's no getting around it. We need to straighten up. Well, some of us are. And more are all the time. The pendulum is swinging back our way. Yahweh is accomplishing this. So don't lose all hope, brothers and sisters, okay? Psalm 150, it's a real short one. There's only six verses, and it's another praise psalm. Verse 1, Alleluia, that's praise Yahweh. Praise El in the sanctuary, that's the holy set-apart place. Praise Him in the endless expanse of His power. His power is unlimited. Our power is limited. The devil's power is limited. But not Yahweh. Yahweh is giving the souls here of His chosen ones a chance to leave their apostasy and come back to Him. That's what this whole shooting match here is about. It's about coming back to the Father. In joy and praise. Yeah, we pray, oh man. Please, will you please smite these evil ones? Will you please do this? Oh, it's so terrible. Yep, He knows that. And our imprecatory prayers have power. You can see Him thwarting the plans of the adversary daily. It's going on. It's happening. So don't lose heart. Praise Him. Even when things look a little down, give Him your praise every day for what you do have and for the miracles He is doing and has done. We need to do a lot more of that, brothers and sisters. A lot more. A lot more. Oh yeah, we at EFR do commentary on current events, and we hit the doom and gloom trail, and we give you all the down and dirty news. Yeah, that's true, but there is a very large ray of hope at the end of the tunnel. Because I read the last chapter of the whole book, and we win. The end. Verse 2 of Psalm 150. Praise for His mighty acts. Praise Him for His abundant greatness. Verse 3. There we go. Now I have a shofar. Okay, that's the ram's horn trumpet. And I toot on that thing. Pray, you do that during the feasts. when you assemble and you have these dances, the shofar is sounding. Praise him with the sound of the shofar. Praise him with the lyre and harp, musical instruments. Verse 4. Praise him with the tambourine and dance. We should have dances. And there are some congregations out there that do that, where they have enough in an area. Okay. Yahweh willing, at the end of this year, when I am finished with my legal obligations to the beast system, I will be moving over to a different state with Eli, and we will be traveling all over and doing Yahweh's work. So I keep in prayer about that, and I let that up to Yahweh. Use me however you wish, Father. Praise him with the tambourine and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and flutes. All these different things. They had a big orchestra that would go to the feast, because when they were in Jerusalem, or even when they were in all these other cities, and they had a big congregation of people together, they'd have musicians, and boy, they'd just have a good old time. Well, we need to get back to that. We don't want to let that go by the wayside. We need to reinstitute that. Praise upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the shouting cymbals. That's two different types. That's the loud cymbals are the great big ones, and the shouting cymbals are smaller that make a lot more noise. Crash! You know, oh boy, it's neat. Verse 6. Let all that breathes, alleluia, alleluia. Let all that breathes, and what that says is praise Yah, and that ends Psalm 150. So, those three were uplifting. And I didn't want to doom and gloom too much. Oh yeah, we understand. We understand their problems. But there's all this marvelous hope and all this glory of Yahweh that's showing itself. We're seeing miracles today. We may see this current president used by Yahweh to accomplish certain deeds. Even if he's not a godly man, even if you don't like him, we're seeing all these imbeciles make total fools out of themselves. Every time they open their mouth, they insert their foot in it. He's using them. He's making that happen. He is embarrassing them and showing them to be the fools that they are. And that's his way of doing things. Don't you think that's marvelous? I do. To take the enemy and make the enemy fall all over himself and act the fool. Oh, man. It's an ongoing scenario under Yahweh's direction. Have faith, brothers and sisters. Have faith and praise him in all things, because everything is going according to his plan. It will come to an end when he decides to put the hammer down, and not before. There's no point in us worrying about it. We can prepare and protect ourselves. He gave us a brain to do that with. So it is up to us to deal with it in the manner that we can deal with it here on this earthly plane. But the major heavy lifting of this process will be done by the Father, not by us. We will participate, but the main heavy lifting will be done after Yeshua returns and our bodies, the ones that are living here now, are changed back to their divine state. When we are in a twinkling of an eye, you know that scripture, we will be changed. If he can create the entire universe, he can restore our divinity to us that we lost with Adam. So the first Adam brought death because he sinned. The second Adam, which is Yeshua Messiah, brought life because he gave us the opportunity through his sacrifice to lift that sin off of us. Our righteousness is nothing. His righteousness will be between us and the Father. And his sacrifice will be the redemption. Not our good deeds. We are supposed to do good deeds. Faith without works is dead. But we can't buy our way into heaven. He paid that price for us. So give glory to him for that gift that he gave us. Another reason to praise him every day. Every day. No ifs, no ands, no buts. Well, I'm coming down the end here, and I hope this has left you in a little happier state. I know I'm just amazed at Psalms, and I love them, and I hope it's uplifted your spirits as it has mine. So that's Psalm 148, 149, and 150. Just a little treat today. Well, may Yahweh bless and keep you. And I will catch you again on the next wake-up call. And I'll play the outro and praise Yahweh for all things. See you later, folks.
Live. Lift, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our King.
We love Yahweh, he's our King.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip.